Yeah, hi, my name is Elchanan Karitsky. I'm filling in for Rabbi Cohn. We should be back next week. The shiur is sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Seymour, Leilui Nishmas Elyo Chaim ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe. Okay, about 200 years ago, there was a major shaila of an iguna in Vilna. And the Rabbanim were all scrambling, trying to find a heter for this woman to remarry, which was obviously very difficult. And none of the Rabbanim were able to give a heter for her. There was only one person who was able to come up with a heter, and that was Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in a tshuva that we have to a different great Rav of the time that the reason why he was able to find a heter is not because he was smarter than the other people, and not because he had more knowledge, but rather it was because he felt the motivation. He felt like it was on him to find a heter for this poor woman, and that allowed him to find the heter, which of course was a legitimate heter, but that gave him the enhanced motivation to plumb the depths of the sugya to find the heter, which nobody else was able to find. So we have to understand that in any area that we want to improve in, that we want to grow, even if we already are motivated, every enhanced motivation can allow us to achieve things and to grow more in any given area than we would have previously been able to grow. So we're talking about bitachon, so every extra motivation every extra motivation, every extra appreciation of the goal that we're trying to achieve is certainly precious. There's a major issue in our world today of machlokas. Machlokas today is rampant in all areas. In I'm sure everybody knows that, and we become used to it. But the truth is that machlokas is a tremendously destructive force in our lives, and spiritually, and just in our everyday lives as well. The Chofetz Chaim's son writes that when his father found out about a machlokas that was going on in the yeshiva in Radin, the Chofetz Chaim walked into the Beis Medrash, and he spoke for 2 hours about how terrible machlokas is, and then he said that apparently they were trying to get the Chofetz Chaim to join, to take sides in this machlokas. The Chofetz Chaim said that he says, you think I'm going to take sides, I'm going to be part of this. I love B'nai Torah, and you know how much I love yeshivas. With all of my chavivos that I have for Torah and for B'nai Torah, I feel that it would be better for 70 yeshivas to be shut down than to join into a machlokas. So machlokas is a terribly, terribly destructive thing. What can we do to create shalom, to not have machlokas? So there's a Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph by the lav of not taking revenge and not bearing a grudge. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that how does a person come to not bear a grudge? Somebody did something to him which is so destructive, which is so damaging, so painful. How is it that a person is able to not harbor any resentment, any ill will towards this person who has caused him so much pain? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes that when a person realizes ki chol asher yikreu mitov ha'ra, that anything that happens to him, anything good, anything bad, husibo shetov olam es Hashem Baruch Hu, is completely something which is based on Hashem. It's all from Hashem. Lo yeh dover bilti rotzen Hashem Baruch Hu. There's nothing that could happen except for what Hashem wants. So therefore, the result will be that when this person pains him or causes him many harm, he will know clearly that it has nothing to do with this person. He's not going to attempt to take revenge against this person, and he will not even have any bad feelings towards this person, have any anger towards this person, because he'll recognize that this person is not the cause of anything bad happening to him. So a major cause of machlokas, which is a person feeling that he wants to take revenge, that somebody wronged him and he's angry at this person, can be, to the extent that we muster the trust in Hashem and the recognition that anything that's happening is from Hashem. There's nothing that's happening, which is no harm that's coming to me, is coming from this person. This is just a facade. It's just an illusion. It looks like this person is doing something to me, but in reality, it's nothing. He has no power. Ein od movado, there is no power besides Hashem. There is nobody who can cause any damage or any harm to me or any pain to me, which Hashem didn't preordain and which Hashem didn't decide that it's in my best interest and it's for my ultimate good that this is happening to me. That realization can eradicate any bad feelings and any feelings of resentment and any grudge towards the person that did anything to him. We see this really a step further than this. We can see in the Chovos Halvavos, in the Shaarei Bitachon, in Perek Hei. The Chovos Halvavos says that somebody who trusts in Hashem is beloved to all different groups of people. Everybody loves the person who trusts in Hashem, and they're fond of him. Why? Because they feel secure that he will never harm them, and that he's not looking to harm them. They're secure that he's not jealous of them, since they know that he recognizes that everything is from Hashem. He's not jealous of them. He's not looking to them to get something out of them. And he's confident that they're not, so therefore they love him. And he says, on the flip side, he loves them as well. Because since he realizes that they can't hurt him, they can't harm him, and he's not scared of them, so therefore they will love him. The result will be they will love him and he will love them. The Chovos Halvavos says, as the Pasuk says, V'haboteach b'Hashem chesed yisov evenu. The one who trusts in Hashem will be surrounded by chesed. The Paslechem explains what this means. Chesed yisov evenu. It means that all the creations, all the people that are around such a person who trusts in Hashem will be mischased with him. Meaning, he explains, what does that mean? It means they will love him and they will crave, they will have a yearning to do chesed to him. They will just be craving to do good to him because of this intense love that they will have for him. In other words, the Chovos Halvavos is saying that if somebody trusts Hashem, one who trusts Hashem and feels secure, he feels secure around other people. He doesn't feel like other people could do anything to hurt him. He doesn't feel that other people could do anything that will take away anything that's rightfully coming to him. Such a person is beloved to everybody around him. Everybody loves him. Everybody loves him because they don't feel threatened by him. They don't feel threatened by him. They don't feel that he's looking down on them. They don't feel that he's out to get them, that he's looking to get something from them and trying to take advantage of them, because they know he's secure. He knows everything. He recognizes that everything's from Hashem, and there's nothing anybody could do to hurt him or harm him, and therefore he feels secure around them. And as a result, they feel secure around him. And the result will be this incredible ava between the people. Now, the Chora, just to understand this, it's really, you know, it seems incredible. It's really well beyond what we would have assumed. If I am around people and I feel that they're not going to hurt me, and I feel secure around them, I don't feel like they're looking down on me and they don't feel like I'm looking down on them. So I understand that we won't hate each other. We won't have anything against each other. But where does this enormous love of each other come from? If we just remove any negative feelings towards each other, we just remove any feeling of insecurity around each other, that will definitely take away negative feelings. But why does that produce the love? The Chovos Halvavos is saying that once a person trusts in Hashem and he doesn't feel like anybody else can possibly harm him, and therefore he doesn't feel like anybody else is a threat to him. And everybody knows that he feels that way, and therefore they don't feel threatened by him, as they don't feel like they're threatened by him either. So then there'll be no anger. There'll be no feelings of insecurity among each other. But where does the love come from? Where does the positive, enormous love that the Paslechem describes as people are mishtokikim, they're yearning lehischasedimo, they're just craving to do good to him? Why? Where does this craving to do good to him come from? So apparently it seems that that's all natural. The natural state of affairs is that a person does love his fellow Jew. The natural state of affairs is that people love each other. People care for each other. The basic midos of rachmanis and of compassion and of kindness and of love from one person to another person exists. The only reason why this love doesn't come forth and why this love is not seen is only because of the feelings of insecurity that we have around each other. We feel threatened by each other. We feel that this person can possibly take away something. We feel jealous of each other. Somebody else can possibly deprive me of something that's coming to me. We feel that when somebody has, the Chovos HaLevavos says in elsewhere, we feel that when somebody has something which we desire, somebody has a mila that we desire, somebody is smarter than us, is more successful than us, is richer than us, we feel, the Chovos HaLevavos says, ki'ilu hu nishlalahu me'ito. We feel as if that person who has that quality that we crave to have, that we don't have, it's as if he took it from me. But when a person develops the bitachon in Hashem, when a person develops trust in Hashem, and he realizes, and to the extent that he realizes that nobody could do anything to me, nobody could harm me, ein adam nogea b'muchan l'chaveru, Chazal say, a person cannot touch that which is muchan, that which is prepared for his friend, afilu kimlo nima, even the smallest amount, even a hair's breadth, nobody can touch anything that I'm entitled to, nobody can do anything to deprive me of anything that I need or that I want. It's only beyond Hashem. The result will then be a state of true ava between people, a state of true shalom, which will produce such tranquility and such peace of mind for us. So this is another one of the many benefits of bitachon. If we recognize the shalom that could come from bitachon, hopefully it can serve as an enhanced motivation to develop this very crucial midah. Have a good night.